City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 24.
Here they come now. Carol, Andrea, come in.
Thanks, Mr. Sawyer. Hi, Mrs. Sawyer. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Andrea.
Carol, are you okay?
Oh, Susan.
It's going to be okay, Carol. We're all here for you. You've heard something about Pastor?
It's been nearly a month since they arrested him at church. Is he okay?
Yes. We think they've been trying to give him a feel for prison life in order to get him to go along with a plea bargain at the hearing. That's terrible.
That's the kind of environment we're living in now, Andrea.
I spoke with his public defender this morning. She said they could give him 20 years in prison without parole if he's convicted.
20 years?
Oh, no.
I don't know what we're going to do. Everything's falling apart.
Don't worry, Carol. God's going to take care of you, of all of us.
Carol, we have some money left from the sale of the house. If you need our help, we're here for you.
Thank you, Bill, but you folks have enough expenses already. You need to use the money to take care of your family.
Carol, you are our family. We're not going to let you starve. And besides, with all the people that have left the church, how much money do you have coming in?
Nothing.
So, then it's settled. Consider yourself a Jennings Sawyer.
Let me apologize in advance.
Oh, Susan. Bill. Oh, thank you so much. I think I'm gonna cry.
Now, I don't know how much good it's actually going to do to join our family. We need to be out of here in a week, and we still haven't found a place to go yet.
Well, you're welcome to stay at the parsonage. We have plenty of room in the church to store all your things.
That might work.
Are you sure you want a house full of people, Carol?
Oh, Susan, honestly, I don't want to be alone at night in that house without Harold. All I do all day is think about what he must be going through, what he could have to go through the rest of his life.
Well, we could start bringing boxes over today, if that would be okay.
That would be great. Oh, I can't wait to have you in our home. It'll be nice having good Christian friends around all the time.
Hey, in a way, this is kind of neat. With the sale of our house, God provided a way for Carol to be taken care of. Wow. Even when things are falling down around us, God still works out the tragedies in a way that helps people. I think that's amazing. I'm going to write this one in my journal tonight.
You're still keeping your journal, Mark?
Yeah, I've been keeping it this whole time. The things that happened to you, Andrea, at both your jobs, the things with our family, how Ken stood up for God when he had to make a choice. I initially started keeping this journal so that if someone read it in the future, they could see what was going on when our city went through this change. But honestly, God's used it to remind me of the strength he gives people. The strength he gave you. The strength he gave Ken and Madeline. On all the different things he does to take care of us and help us when we're weak. I really need all those reminders.
Me too.
Is everything okay, Andrea?
I'm just a little sad. My parents left for the deprogramming the other day.
They went to that?
They said it was the only chance they had to keep their jobs. They were both going to get fired. Their employer said they were a danger to the other employees because of their association with a terrorist cult.
This is really getting dangerous. If they consider us members of a terrorist cult, what couldn't they justify doing to us?
How long are they going to be gone?
6 months. Have you been staying by yourself?
Yeah.
What?
Andrea, why didn't you tell us? We could have helped you.
It's okay, Mark. I just wanted to be alone anyway. I wanted some time with God. I know I'm going to need a lot of strength to deal with all this. I just wanted to talk with him for a while.
I have good news for you, Andrea. God is at the parsonage, too. You're coming to stay with us.
Thank you, Carol.
Oh, this will be sweet. You two can play together in the yard, just like when you were kids.
Mom! It will give us all time to figure out how we're going to share the gospel in the city with all that's going on now.
Mark, we're kind of notorious. I don't think we're going to be able to stand on a street corner and read the Bible to people.
Yeah, I know, but how did people in the early church spread the gospel? I mean, Paul was kind of notorious too, but people still heard about Jesus.
I don't know, son. We'll have to see what opportunities God gives us. But we're going to have to be extra careful. It seems like the government's looking for any reason it can find to remove us from this society, specifically so people don't hear the gospel.
Yeah, we don't need any more of us to be taken away. We're the only family some of us have left.
Don't worry, Andrea. We'll look out for each other, and we'll all be under the same roof so we can be there to lift each other up.
Speaking of which, do you want to start moving some of your things over to the church now?
Wow, yeah, I guess we should.
Everything okay, Susan?
Oh, it's fine, Carol. It just kind of struck me. This is really happening. We're leaving our house.
Yeah, Susan, but we're taking the most important part of it with us, our family. And our extended family.
Hey, can I meet you guys over there? There's someplace I need to go. I'm still trying to find a way to bring in some money.
Where are you going, Mark?
That auto mechanic place across town. They had a help wanted sign in the window a couple days ago.
Do you know anything about fixing cars, Mark?
Some stuff that Dad taught me, but hey, at this point, what do I have to lose?
He's got a point. Okay, we'll see you over at the parsonage later on then.
Sounds good.
Andrea, you should go home and get your things, and come over now, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, I'm excited. I'll bring our Bible. We do family Bible reading together every night. Now we can have an even bigger family to read with.
Yeah, this is going to be great. God is so good to us. Look at how he's using this hardship to bring us closer together.
Yeah, this is nice.
Okay, well, I'll see everyone later.
Yeah, I'll see everyone in a bit.
Hey, Andrea, Mark, be careful.
Excuse me. Hello?
Huh? Oh, hey.
Is the manager here? I was hoping to talk to him about the help wanted sign.
Yeah, I'm the owner of the place. Name's Gus.
Hi, Gus. I'm Mark Sawyer.
Hey, Mark. So, you a mechanic?
Well, not really. My dad taught me some things about cars, but I actually went to school for computers. Here's my resume.
Computers? Well, that would explain the clean fingernails.
Yeah, I've kind of given up on the computer industry.
Judging from this resume, doesn't look like you were in it too long.
Yeah, I don't think it was a good culture fit. At least that's what everyone kept telling me. After spending a little time in that industry, I guess I'd have to agree with them.
You weren't even at your first job a year. What happened there?
I wouldn't call my transgender boss Donna. You don't have any transgender guys here, do you? Because I can't refer to them as a she.
No transgender guys here. I don't think that would go over too well with this group. I see you've done a lot of stuff with your church. A lot of stuff in the news about churches these days.
Yeah, I know.
So, Mark, have you ever rebuilt a transmission?
No. I've changed spark plugs and belts, though.
How about brakes? You know how to work on brakes?
No.
Electrical systems?
No.
Sorry, Mark. I don't think we have much work here for you.
Isn't there something I can do? I'll do anything. Our family's so desperate right now. My dad had to leave his job several months ago, and there hasn't been a lot of money coming in. Then my mom had a stroke, and we had these huge medical bills. We had to sell our house, the house I grew up in. We're actually going to stay at our church now until we can figure out what to do. I really need a job, any job. Isn't there anything you can do?
Yeah, well, we could use someone to clean up around here at night and keep an eye on the place. There have been some break-ins recently.
I can keep an eye on things, and I'm good at cleaning. I can organize things around here.
Well, you'd have to be here at 8 at night to 7 in the morning.
That's okay. I can get a lot done. I'm not afraid of hard work, Gus.
Well, tell you what, let me think about it. How about you come back in a couple days? I need some time to figure out what we can afford.
I'll work cheap. I just need something. I'd really appreciate any help you can give me and my family.
Yeah, okay. Tell you what, check back with me in a couple days.
Thanks, Gus. I appreciate you taking the time to think about this.
All right. Hey, take it easy, kid.
Thanks, Gus.
Hey, kid. Tell your mom I hope she's feeling better.
Thanks, Gus.
We just can't be seen around that church anymore. We can't risk losing our jobs. I'm sorry, Carol, but we don't have any choice.
I understand.
Goodbye, Carol. I'm so sorry.
Goodbye.
Who was that, Carol?
That was the Petersons, Susan. They're not coming back to church either.
Wow. Is there anyone left?
No, Bill. I'm afraid not. The Petersons, the Mannings, and the Beltrans are all going to deprogramming. Most of the others have just broken off communication with us altogether. The Bergs both lost their jobs and got kicked out of their apartment. Nancy mentioned that they were going across town to where all the old abandoned factories are. They said there were other Christian families living there. She said that's the only place they could go and not be harassed.
Not be harassed? They don't call that area the wilderness for nothing. That's where all the drug dealers and prostitutes stay.
It's probably better than what they're having to face here, Mr. Sawyer.
Maybe, Andrea. It's still pretty dangerous over there.
I guess if people are desperate enough, they'll live wherever they have the best chance of surviving.
We need to keep them in our prayers, and be thankful that the parsonage and the church are still here. It's a little crowded, but at least we're not sleeping outside. Oh, that must be Madeline. She asked if she and Jared could come over. Madeline! Jared! Come in. Hi, Carol. Oh, wow, the gang's all here. Andrea took me to visit the Sawyers this morning. They've been busy packing up.
We weren't sure where we were going to go next, so Carol offered to let us stay here for a while.
What about all your things?
We're moving things into the church. We're not really using all this space anymore.
Yeah, I know.
How are you, Jared?
Oh, he's not talking today, Andrea. He's too busy pouting.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, the condo sold today. We're going to need to find a new home. Jared's pretty upset. Truth is, I'm a little disappointed, too.
If you need a place to stay, Madeline, I'm sure we can squeeze in a couple more.
Oh, thank you, Carol. I appreciate that. I'm afraid we didn't get as much for the condo as we were expecting. Once the buyers figured out who I was, they talked down the price. I guess they figured I was desperate, which I am, but that means I have to figure out what we can afford now. At the moment, since I can't seem to find any work, we just need the money to feed ourselves.
We've got some money left from the sale of our house. I'm sure we can pull everything together and take care of ourselves.
Yeah. And Mark went out to talk to someone about a job, too. Hopefully God will provide him with something.
Thanks to God for all you people. It's such a comfort to know that even when everything seems to be falling apart around us, God's there to take care of us and strengthen us through our Christian friends.
That's exactly right, Madeline. Just like in the early church. Remember in Acts chapter 2?
all who believed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all according as anyone had need.
Oh, wow! That's amazing. We are just like the early church.
And those early Christians dealt with hardship and persecution on a daily basis. And still, God added to the assembly day by day.
Wow, Susan, that's so wonderful. I'm so thankful God brought me here to this church. I'm so thankful for all of you.
It is kind of amazing the way God's worked things out so that even while we're going through all these different trials, we can be together to support each other and worship together and read God's Word together.
Oh, you're doing Bible reading together?
Yep, starting tonight.
Oh, wow. Isn't that great, Jared? Still nothing.
Jared, you and I are going to have a little talk later about honoring your parents. We're all going to be living under the same roof for a while, and I'm not going to let you disrespect your mother. When she asks you a question, you're going to answer her. Do you understand me, young man?
Don't look at me, Jared. He asked you a question.
Yes, sir.
Well, how about that? Thank you, Bill.
Anytime, Madeline. Anytime.
I have another favor to ask, this time of you, Andrea. I'm obviously not going to be able to pay for Jared to go to Eastside Christian anymore. Not that I was planning on keeping him there after you told me what happened. But he does still need an education. Do you think you'd be able to teach him? I could pay you a little.
Oh, Madeline, you don't have to pay me. I'd love to teach him. That's what I do.
I know it's not the same as teaching a whole class, but I'd really appreciate your help.
The number of kids doesn't matter. Ever since I was little, I just wanted to serve God by teaching children. Teaching them the right things. Teaching them about Jesus. I got a little lost along the way, but God put me back on the right path. Thank you for letting me do this.
Oh, thank you. Thank Miss Lawrence, Jared.
Jared.
Thank you, Miss Lawrence.
Very good, Jared.
I know you're not really excited about this now, Jared, but I think God's had all this happen for a reason. There's so much I can teach you, not just about math and science and history, but God's been teaching me a lot of things lately, too. I'd love to share them with you. Maybe he'll help you understand all he's done for us. For you, Jared.
Come in!
Hello? Wow, everyone's here. Hi, Madeline. Jared.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Very good, Jared.
So were you able to talk to anyone about the job, honey?
Yeah, Mom. I talked to the owner of the place. After we both discovered that I wasn't much of a mechanic, he said that he might be able to hire me to clean up at night and watch the place so no one breaks in.
Well, that would be okay.
Hey, it's good, honest, hard work. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I'm just thankful he's even considering it. He said he had to figure out if he could afford it. He told me to come back in a couple days. Oh, I pray God provides this job for me. We could really use the money.
Well, with all of us pitching in a little, with money, with the skills that God's given us, I think we'll be okay. Madeline and Jared are going to be staying here with us as well. They just sold their condo.
Oh, wow. We're all going to be here together.
And Madeline asked me to teach Jared, Mark.
That's great, Andrea.
And Jared is very excited about having his own private teacher. Aren't you, Jared?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, yeah, wow.
Jared and I are becoming good friends, Mark.
Now I understand. Well, Jared, all I can say is I've been in your shoes myself, and honestly, you should feel blessed to have a godly man like my dad take an interest in you.
Oh, I just love my family, my big, beautiful Christian family.